Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Monday, June 6, 2022, start of a brand new week of craziness here. And a couple of little news items here at the very, very top. First of all, I apologize for Friday. I had a little bit of a whoopsie and really messed up my back. I spent most of the weekend in bed, and I got to go to PT, but I'm all slathered up in lidocaine right now, so we're going to get through the show today here. The other news is that the new version of the whatreallyhappened.com website is finally up and running on the server. Yes, I know there are still problems. I'm getting tons and tons of email. You know, we don't have the video player up there yet, and you know, a bunch of other stuff that we still have to fix, and my developer is working on that even as we speak here. But we are making progress, and we're going to get back to where we were before. Now, it's June 6th. It is the anniversary of D-Day. 78 years ago in 1944, a bunch of American kids, really, late teens, early 20s, stormed the beaches at Normandy and gave the Nazis what for. And I look back at that and realize that today's young men who have been so feminized by our society, can you imagine them storming the beaches of Normandy? You know, they'd get up there and run in the sand and trip and say, oh, darn, I broke a nail. You know, that's we're going up against the Russians with that. I don't think so. Yesterday was also the anniversary, tragically, of the Robert F. Kennedy assassination and the subsequent cover-up of that. And finally, if you are in Bermuda, and I don't know how many of our listeners are, there is a tropical storm headed your way. It's Alex. It's high winds, and it's going to get very wet here. We actually have a thunderstorm coming in here right now, but it's not going to be all that serious here. All right, so let's get into the news here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, and we're going to start, as usual, with the situation in Ukraine. Russia has attacked Kiev with missiles, targeting specifically the military supplies being sent to Ukraine to use against the Russians. And you're paying for all of this. They get shipped over there. Russia bombs them, and the cycle continues, making the defense contractors very, very rich. And Putin is sounding a warning that any Western deliveries of longer-range rocket systems would prompt Moscow to hit objects that they have not yet attacked. And, you know, one of the ways that the United States is trying to duck that authority is to say, well, you know, it's up to Zelensky. We've given him the rockets, and he will choose, you know, how long they're going to reach. I don't think Putin's going to go for that one at all. And so Kiev was hit by a cruise missile barrage, and it looks like Putin is pivoting his special military operation strategy to include the Caspian Sea. And so it's definitely escalating over there. And, you know, Putin is looking at these strategic waterways. Now, last week, they destroyed one of the main tunnels coming into the country. They flew a cruise missile down right into the tunnel, halfway down the tunnel, and detonated it, wrecking that. So now the thinking is shifting to the waterways, in particular the Kerch Strait in the eastern Crimea. And it's a waterway that links the Black Sea via the Sea of Azov to Russia's major waterways, including the Don and the Volga. So they're definitely starting to line up around there as well. Now, the momentum is shifting in the Ukraine war, and even the American corporate media is starting to say, we're losing this one. Okay, we're losing this one here, and the momentum is shifting. Russia is advancing in the Donbass, and Russia could be winning the war in Ukraine with the capture of the Luhansk region in Donbass now within its reach. And this is not going to go very well for the Democrats in the coming midterms, because this will be Joe Biden's second major military disaster after Afghanistan. Remember when they left Afghanistan and they left something like $80 billion worth of weapons for the Taliban, who, by the way, did not pass a background check before Biden gave him all those guns. So we need to keep that in mind here. The city of Severodonetsk is now split in half, divided between the Ukrainian and the Russian forces here. Meanwhile, and again showing that this is a hideously expensive and pointless exercise, the Russian forces have now wiped out the T-72 tanks supplied by the East European countries to Kiev. They used strikes from precision missiles against the railway car repair plant on the outskirts of Kiev and wiped out the T-72 tanks supplied to Ukraine. So it's not going very well at all. And I'm waiting to see what the corporate media is going to do. That we're out there, yes, we're going to get Putin, we're going to win, we're going to be victorious. Well, maybe not. It's not going very well, and it's all Donald Trump's fault, or some such nonsense as that. Now, over in France, President Macron came on out with a weird comment saying it's vital that Russia not be humiliated so that when the fighting stops in Ukraine, a diplomatic solution can be found. This triggered a very angry response from Ukraine's foreign minister, saying that, yes, they want to destroy Russia, weaken Russia, humiliate Russia, make them grovel, and so forth and so on, which unfortunately, sadly, is not going to happen. As of the 2nd of this month, around 6.8 million people living in Ukraine have left the country to seek shelter from the ongoing war, either permanently or temporarily. And this is based on data from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. Most of the people fleeing have crossed over at the Polish border. Roughly 3.6 million refugees have reached Ukraine's western neighbor via foot, bus, car, or train looking for safety. And some of them have already started to return. An estimated 2.2 million people have already returned to Ukraine. So we'll see what's going to happen there. article coming on out of the original antiwar.com. Resident Biden's policy is dangerous, and people are trying to figure out just what does Joe Biden believe he's doing in Ukraine? What is the strategic goal going on here? Now, we've heard all this talk about we want to weaken Russia, we want to bring Russia to her knees and bring her into the one world government, which is really not going to happen. But look what it's doing here. In the United States, I mean, we've got this expanded war, higher prices, a possible recession, sky-high gas prices. This is not going well for us at all, okay? So anyway, we already talked about the long-range missiles here. Article that came on out from UNS.com, and it's asking a very legitimate, valid question. How many more red lines can be crossed before Armageddon arrives? And we're seeing, you know, constant provocations and escalations going on both sides. And it does seem headed to a real disaster. And if neither side backs down, and I don't see either side backing down, then we're going to be in a nuclear war here. I'm not the only one who thinks that either. Over at the Truth Seeker, they have this article, NATO lackeys are escalating the danger of a nuclear apocalypse. And so if you live next to a primary military target, you might want to make some preparations, get some potassium iodate, various things like that. Getting into our domestic politics now, John Voight, the actor, just blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, saying she's a threat to America and that her soul has evil intent. And Voight said in a video that he put on Twitter last Thursday, she has a link that is corrupt. Her soul has evil intent. This Pelosi woman and her cohorts are a threat to the United States of America. And John Voight went on to say, we will stand in the name of God. We will stand with President Trump, for he is the greatest president. Watching the State of the Union speech with pride and tears, I was moved by his words of wisdom. Now, John Voight is one of those Hollywood actors who walks their talk when they're out there saying there's a problem here. And I know that because before he had his cinematic comeback with The Champ, he was very much involved in the problem of homeless children in Los Angeles. And he used to hold these events, these candlelight ceremonies, on the streets of downtown Los Angeles, and just really went on out there trying to raise awareness. And he's a good man. He's a good man, and you know, I got a very good feeling meeting him. So anyway, more trouble for Hunter Biden. Actually, it's for Joe. Hunter doesn't really seem to care anymore. There have been more photos and videos released by the New York Post, and it's an embarrassing video. He's posing naked with a hooker and an illegal gun. Now, remember, Hunter Biden is not legally entitled to carry a firearm because of some past malfeasance there. But on this video, which was made in 2018, he basically waves around the handgun, points it at the camera, and thinks that's really cool while he's partying with the prostitute. Now, the material was verified as authentic by Radar Online, and Hunter Biden, who has battled serious drug addiction for years, bought a .38 caliber revolver in Delaware just 5 days before recording the sex tape. So, weird guy, just an absolute weird guy. Okay. More trouble for Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr. Now, as you're probably aware, last week he got arrested on a misdemeanor DUI, and apparently there was some child porn found in the car that got hushed up, and some money changed hands on that. But now, Paul Pelosi Jr. Is accused of a physical assault of a six-year-old. And when that didn't go very well, he got the Child Protective Services to get the girl taken away from the mother. Really, really nice people there. And this came out of the nationalfile.com. And it includes a photograph of Paul Pelosi Jr. smiling next to this obviously upset six-year-old girl. And apparently she was upset because Paul Pelosi Jr. had been touching her inappropriately. And a eyewitness told National File that Paul Pelosi Jr. was yanking the six-year-old's body, causing her to cry, and that Paul Pelosi seemed to enjoy it. Okay, real. Can we not do better than this for our ruling class? I mean, really, it's just, it's terrible. Okay, there's a new poll out, a civics survey released this week showing that voters in key swing states overwhelmingly disapprove of Joe Biden. I mean, he is doing such a terrible job that even the dead voters who voted for him are having second thoughts. Okay, so it's not going well for him. And, of course, as goes the president, so goes the party for the midterm elections. So I don't know what the Democrats are planning on doing. Probably more, you know, mass shootings to push gun control as the go-to voting issue. They didn't get that much traction with the abortion, so they're going to go with gun control here. And we mentioned this last week, but it deserves mentioning again because the investigation has been reopened into the mysterious death of a Clinton advisor linked to Jeffrey Epstein. And this is Mark Middleton, Bill Clinton's special advisor from Little Rock, Arkansas, who was the link between President Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. And he was found hanging from a tree by an electrical cord with a shotgun blast to the chest, which in Little Rock is natural causes. What can I tell you here? But obviously, there's some wet work going on and trying to basically get rid of the eyewitnesses to some of the things that the Clintons have been up to. Now, over at the January 6th committee, they're getting ready to wrap things up, and they're already out there trying to mission creep or extend their job by saying, well, we've got to do some other things here. And they want to, like, take on the issue of voting rights, you know, which means no ID, no signature, no dates, you know, if only they would let us buy guns under the same rules here. They're even talking about abolishing the Electoral College, okay, which would, you know, all of the things they're talking about would just simply make vote theft that much easier. By the way, 2,000 Mules is doing very well. It's very highly rated on RottenTomatoes.com. It continues to be streamed a lot. I bought the DVD, and I've loaned it to some friends, and they just come back saying, I wasn't sure. Now I am. Okay. Now, something happened over the weekend, and it has to do with former Trump advisor and director of trade Peter Navarro. And the Biden Department of Justice arrested him at a D.C. area airport prior to a scheduled flight to Nashville, Tennessee, for telling the House January 6th committee to go pound sand. And you'd think that would be a very minor insult at best, but the Department of Justice basically grabbed this guy and threw him in chains right there in public in front of everybody. And Navarro said, "Who are these people? This is not America. I was with a distinguished public servants for 4 years. Nobody ever questioned my ethics." And he was hauled in and shackled. And what is going on is they're trying to make an example of everybody from January 6th with this abusive, unconstitutional treatment that they're dishing out. They're trying to send a message. Don't you dare point out the illegal things that we are doing, because that would be illegal, and we will come for you here. Meanwhile, a former Obama administration official has pled guilty to federal charges for his involvement in a secretive effort to unduly influence the Trump administration. Now, this is Richard Olson, who was then President Barack Obama's special representative for Afghanistan, if you want to know how that turned into a mess, and Pakistan in 2015 and 2016, admitted that he lied on ethics paperwork and broke the so-called revolving door statutes, according to the Washington Post. So he has now pled guilty, and we'll see what happens to him, if anything. All right, let's talk about that shooting down in Texas. The story keeps changing all over again, and one of the elements of the story was that a teacher had opened a normally secured door that the gunman then used to enter the school. Well, the teacher has basically hired a lawyer to come on back and say, no, that is not what happened, that the teacher found the door was open and propped open and pulled it closed. And so now the story is that, well, the door may have been closed, but the latch didn't engage. I tend to think probably somebody went back and reopened that door. Okay, so anyway. Meanwhile, the Uvalde School Board will not punish the school police chief who refused to send cops in to battle the gunman while the gunman was shooting kids dead. And just got off scot-free from malfeasance of duty. There's a story going around that this guy did not even have a radio, that he was literally using a cell phone to call police to come on in and, deal with the situation here. Now, Elon Musk, pardon me, is involved in a lot of things right now. On one issue is Twitter, where Elon Musk has documented now that far more of Twitter's users are bots and fake accounts than Twitter had admitted. And so Elon Musk is saying, well, the price should come down. Twitter's owners are now saying, no, you will meet the original purchase price or we will call the deal off. And Elon Musk is saying, no, this is hardly a fair situation. You misrepresented your audience reach to me. And latest word is the state of Texas is now going to investigate Twitter for this issue of having false users, fake users and bots and so forth and so on. Now, oh, my goodness, how time flies here. We'll be right back with more about Elon Musk.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show here. And boy, it is getting really dark outside that window here, so we definitely have a big storm coming on in. Anyway, we're talking about Elon Musk. And he has basically come on out accusing the Department of Justice of covering up Jeffrey Epstein's VIP client list. Okay, and, you know, everybody's wondering, why are we not seeing that list and finding out who was on it? Because Ghislaine Maxwell has now been sent to jail for trafficking children to nobody. So far that we know here. And it's more than simply the Department of Justice not wanting to look at this. Our corporate media just seems completely disinterested. They could care less, you know, about these people abusing small children. And, you know, it's no big deal here. You know, we've got a fashion show to put on here. Anyway, getting on back to 2,000 Mules and the comment I made about it before, over at the RSB Network, 2,000 Mules, according to a poll, has solidified most voters' belief that there was widespread election fraud in 2020. This is according to the latest Rasmussen Report survey. 77% of respondents expressed that the film increased their suspicion of election fraud in the 2020 election. And, yeah, I mean, election fraud is part of American history. It's not like it's a big surprise and a big shock. My goodness, I had no idea. I mean, stolen elections all over the place. There was a book that came on out by the Collier brothers called Vote Scam, about vote fraud that took place during the Clinton years. We know that the organized crime helped John F. Kennedy beat Richard Nixon. It does happen. Doesn't mean we should tolerate it. Doesn't mean we should accept it. Because if we don't have honest elections, then we are not in control of this country. And a government that steals elections and your guns can do pretty much whatever it wants with you whenever they feel like it. All right, getting into media, over at Consortium News, they're now in the crosshairs of a group called NewsGuard. This is an organization linked to the U.S. government that is trying to enforce a specific narrative on Ukraine while seeking to discredit opposing views. And so NewsGuard has accused Consortium News of publishing false content on Ukraine. And with Ukraine clearly on the way to being lost, we're going to see a lot more of that. And it's going to be kind of weird, you know, for to lose a war and have our country say, well, we really won. We really won that one here. I remember after Vietnam, when it was obvious we'd gotten our clocks cleaned and they were out there saying, well, we didn't lose that war. We just abandoned it. We gave it up as kind of a pointless situation here. Okay. Now, over at The Intercept, one of their reporters, James Risen, has put out a tale about how the FBI tried to ambush one of his sources. And very heavy-handed tactics. And this actually happened back in 2014 when James was an investigative reporter on the Washington Bureau of the New York Times focused on national security. And the FBI wanted to stop him from obtaining documents that he'd been told would reveal the details of massive spying operations by the National Security Agency. This was about the same time that Edward Snowden came on out showing spying on all of America. And the FBI was trying to keep a lid on that. They failed miserably, of course, which is why they don't like Edward Snowden. The government doesn't like anybody who tells the truth on them. You know, they don't like that. They love being able to lie to you, and they want you to believe the lies. They need you to believe the lies. Well, that's their problem, not mine here. Over at Amazon, they had a recent Pride flag-raising event at their headquarters in Seattle. And it kind of got off the rails when 30 of its employees demanded the company ban all books that the transgender community does not like. So we're getting into book burning already, just like Nazi Germany. You know, it worked out really well for them here. All right, let's talk about COVID-19 and monkeypox here. And here we are, monkeypox season, and you know, I still have my COVID decorations up. I got to get those taken down here. A little side note. In our extended family, where everybody has been vaccinated and double vaccinated and boosted, Claire and I, who only got the single Johnson & Johnson shot, are the only two members of the family who have not come down with COVID. And some of our family members have come down with it, you know, more than once. Ooh, just got a lightning alert on my iWatch here. So anyway, Dr. Ryan Cole is out there saying that this COVID-19 vaccination, this global program, is absolute insanity. And Dr. Cole has treated more than 500,000 patients. He's an expert in post-mortem examination. His credentials are just absolutely amazing. And he says, you know, there's been a lot of coercion because that's not what we do in medicine. And these vaccines are causing damage, and they really are. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID. We're talking about the dangers of the vaccine. And there is a new term of craft in the medical world. It's called sudden adult death syndrome. And they've come up with this little phrase to explain the fact that these perfectly healthy adults are just dropping dead with virtually no warning. Now, the problem with any medication is that its adverse effects can take a long time to show up. And over the weekend, I saw an article saying that children who've had these vaccines are showing signs of brain damage. Okay, it's affecting their brains here. Another story, this one is out of Global Research. There's a new peer-reviewed study shows that more than two-thirds of adolescents with COVID-19 vaccine-related myopericarditis had persistent heart abnormalities months after the initial diagnosis, raising concerns for potential long-term effects. Okay? And this contradicts claims by the experts, the officials, that the condition is mild. And some damage from vaccines can be permanent. You know, the PMR I'm dealing with, I'll have that always because of, you know, Pfizer. Okay. Now, a little bit of good news, though. Last week, the World Health Assembly was held in Geneva, and they put this pandemic treaty to the vote, and it got shot down in flames. And there were a few countries that supported it, like Australia, Britain, and the United States, which have these very draconian COVID lockdowns and everything. But a lot of other countries said no. This included Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Iran, and Malaysia. Brazil said it would rather leave the World Health Organization than subject its people to the new amendments. So that is gone, at least for the time being. Okay, now, Biden wanted to have this Summit of the Americas. It was going to be another photo op where he could stand up there with the leaders of these Central and South American countries and have a photo opportunity and look really good. And basically, Biden threw a party that hardly anybody showed up to, including the president of Mexico. Just said, no thanks, I'm not coming. And so it turned into a summit without the Americas, and it's another, you know, political disaster, PR disaster for Joe Biden here. And yeah, another article on the same exact topic here. This is from U.S. News. Biden scrambles to avoid America's summit flop in Los Angeles. So nobody's showing up, and you know, they just not interested in what America has to say about this hemisphere anymore. All right. North Korea has fired 8 short-range ballistic missiles towards the sea off of its east coast yesterday, likely its largest single test a day after South Korea and the United States ended their joint military drills. Now, the bilateral exercises involved an American aircraft carrier, I think it was the Abraham Lincoln, for the first time in more than 4 years. But everybody's out there just playing with their toys, which you've all paid for here. And there's an article that came on out from Zero Hedge talking about how North Korea has now assumed control as the chair of the United Nations Conference on Disarmament, which is the UN forum that is supposed to negotiate multilateral disarmament efforts across the globe. And everyone's scratching their head and saying, you're kidding here. Now, the thing is that every time there's been an effort to get rid of nuclear weapons, you have the existing nuclear powers like the United States and Russia and China, Great Britain and so forth, saying, no, we're going to keep our bombs. You know, we made the payments on them, you know, we buffed them all up here, and we're going to hang on to them here. So we'll see what happens there. I share your concern that we could see a nuclear war, and it will affect all of us everywhere with the radiation, because in a nuclear war, we are all on the front lines. Okay, over in Israel yet again, Jewish settlers escorted by Israeli forces broke into the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the compound in occupied Jerusalem, yesterday, and performed rituals across its courtyards. And it's almost like these settlers are trying to provoke a reaction from the Palestinians, okay? Because, I mean, put this in context. Let's say that you're a Christian, and all of a sudden a bunch of voodoo priests break into your church and start sacrificing chickens on your altar. How would you feel about that? Probably not be really comfortable about that idea here. And let's see, between last Wednesday and Thursday, 4 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces across the West Bank. And the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces so far this year is 62. Okay. So I don't know, maybe we ought to, you know, take the guns away from the Israelis. They're killing more people than the school shootings here. Those killed, including a child and a journalist, died in 4 separate incidents across the occupied territory. And so a little tragedy going on there as well. Somebody wrote a really good article, and it's at Aletho News, and I've wondered about this myself. Every time we get to the holiday season, And around Hanukkah, you see all these commercials about please donate. We are, you know, having to take care of those Holocaust survivors. And they'll have film of these very old, fragile men and women who are gratefully accepting a little bowl of gruel or something like that. And a lot of people are saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because Israel's Holocaust survivors are well taken care of from the reparations money that came from Germany. So where's all that money going if it's not actually getting to the Holocaust survivors? Is this being just another scam? Okay, that's out there. Okay, meanwhile, Israel has now demonstrated their latest battlefield laser. It's called the Iron Beam, and it's used to shoot down aerial targets. And their thinking is that it's a lot less expensive to use this laser than any other means of bringing down drones and missiles, and that Israel could essentially bankrupt an enemy by shooting down all these very expensive weapon systems very inexpensively. All right, let's talk about the economic news now. Story that's coming on out from Zero Hedge. They're saying when whales like central banks need to exit, there is a point where every ordinary investor is going to be forced to liquidate. And I'm concerned about this story because it seems to dovetail with all the other prognosticators who are saying there's going to be, you know, a tremendous upset. Now, the Dow ended up a whole 16 points today, but it's had a rough ride for a while there. And central bankers are enacting monetary policy by acting like they're market participants. And this could be very, very, very dangerous to allow to continue here. But then most of these financial institutions have been deregulated. Remember what happened when Glass-Steagall was repealed and it led to the 2008 mortgage-backed security meltdown? All right. Now, over in Kenya, their largest producer of electricity is going to deliver excess geothermal energy to Bitcoin miners. Now, geothermal energy in the region is estimated to be above 14,000 megawatts, and only 10,000 megawatts is actually being used by the local population. Won't stay that way, but for the time being, they basically want to sell off that 4,000 megawatts to Bitcoin miners. And, you know, again, Bitcoin feels it's a fantasy. It really is. It's no more real than the Federal Reserve note. You probably noticed that gas prices have really gone up. They took a major leap upward here in Indiana. Oil prices did drop a little tiny bit down to $120 per barrel after this OPEC plus supply deal. But it really did not make a significant drop. And, you know, the oil companies are making a huge amount of money here. Now, we're told that we have to deal with these hardships in order to oppose Russia, that we're having to sanction Russia and boycott Russian oil and do without all of that and pay the higher prices. It's not working. Okay, remember the oil price war from some years ago? And they said, this is going to ruin Russia's economy. And it didn't, because Russia's economy is a lot more resilient and diversified than had been guessed at by our analysts in Washington, D.C. And Russia, because the world price of oil is now up, they're making money. This idea that we're going through all of this to hurt Russia isn't working. Okay, Russia is going to get $6.4 billion in increased oil revenue this month because of all this game playing that's going on out there. Now, regarding the baby formula crisis, you're going to love this one here. Abbott Nutrition has announced its restarted production of infant formula at its Sturgis, Michigan plant as of last Saturday here. And the company is prioritizing Elicare and other specialty and metabolic formulas. They're expecting it to be in the stores by June 20th. Here is where it gets sticky. Abbott closed the plant in February as the FDA investigated the deaths of two infants who had succumbed to bacterial infections. Each had consumed powdered formula from the Sturgis facility, as did two other infants who were hospitalized but recovered. Now, the shutdown turned a pre-existing shortage into an all-out empty shelf crisis. And now, going back and looking at the FDA investigative reports, suggest this was all unnecessary, because the FDA never found any evidence linking the bacterial infections to Abbott's Sturgis facility or any of its product line. They just shut it down just because they can, because they're the FDA and they can do this. And this whole thing was completely, completely unnecessary. All right. Now, the story, this one is coming on out from, well, I don't have the source. It's actually, it's a video link. If you are on Medicare, as many of us elderly are, the Medicare premiums are going to take a jump upward, and Biden is going to funnel the increased profits to private insurance companies. Just basically, you know, that's not what Medicare is supposed to be for. It's supposed to provide, you know, medical care for elderly people and not become another profit center. All right, getting into immigration. Let's see, there is this illegal alien, 37 years old, Ricardo Cruz Mendoza, was arrested and has been charged with four counts of sexual abuse of a minor and one count of third-degree sexual offense. And according to the Frederick County Sheriff's Office, Mendoza sexually abused a 14-year-old minor with disabilities. You know, these are the character of the people that Joe Biden is just welcoming into this country in the hope that they will vote Democratic. So, let's talk about guns and gun bans and gun rights here. Whoopi Goldberg, you know, I liked her on her HBO specials, and she was funny, and I liked her as Guinan on Star Trek Next Generation. But her brain doesn't really work all that well. And she went on another rant on The View, the View's numbers are tanking, by the way, and it may be because of some of these crazy comments. Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg came on out saying the AR-15 should be banned because it turns people to dust. And that right there tells you that Whoopi Goldberg does not know anything at all about guns and firearms, but has taken it upon herself to sit there and lecture those of us who do know about firearms on how we should behave. And it's terrible. So they all want to ban the AR-15. AR-15 on the mind, AR-15. I have an idea. Let's take all of our AR-15s and have them self-identify as an AR-16. And then we're off the hook. Sure, ban all the AR-15s. This is an AR-16. Okay. And we've had yet another mass shooting. This was in Philadelphia, and the Democratic mayor is already out on these soapbox screaming about the availability and ease of access to firearms. This happened just yesterday. Gunfire erupted in a busy entertainment district, leaving three dead, 11 others wounded. No arrests have been made. Okay, and police say that several shooters opened fire into the large crowd. And so we got to blame the guns here. There are too many of these shootings going on to be mere chance. Okay, this is clearly an escalating problem. And I think the goal definitely is to try and convince the American people to surrender their guns, which isn't going to improve the crime problem at all. It's going to make it worse. Absolutely going to make it worse. Okay, article out of the Truth Seeker talking about the so-called red flag laws. Now, the red flag laws are something that on the face of it makes a little bit of sense. Okay, if you've got somebody who's out there talking about shooting up a school or committing acts of violence, then yeah, we'll take the guns away. The problem is it can be abused. And they can say, well, you know, you're transphobic. and we're going to take your guns away so you don't start shooting transgender people, or you're a homophobic. We've got to protect the gay population by taking your gun away. And it can be abused, and we know from our current government, anything that can be abused will be abused. Okay, and Representative Matt Gaetz is out there saying that those who support red flag gun laws are traitors to the Constitution. And he's absolutely right about that. By the way, there was one mass shooting story is never going to be seen in the newspapers, happened in the last few days. Somebody walked on in to a crowd with a rifle. There was a woman there with a legally owned gun. One shot took the perpetrator down. And that's what we mean by, you know, you stop a bad person with a gun with a good person with a gun. But they're never going to tell you that one. Right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Gun control laws do not stop shootings. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. There were 11 mass shootings over Memorial Day weekend this year. At least 7 were killed and 49 injured by these mass shooters. A total of 38 people were shot this weekend in Chicago. 7 more people also shot in New York City. Those two cities have some of the strictest gun laws in our country, yet they consistently have shootings atop their news headlines. Yes, shootings do happen in places like Texas with fewer gun restrictions, but that's exactly my point. Tough gun laws have no effect on criminals, just like tough drug laws have not stopped overdose deaths. If shootings are going to happen with or without gun restrictions, I'd rather have the option to protect myself from criminals by carrying my own firearm. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pacem, Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. They are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress
well, Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about guns and gun ownership and gun rights here. And Matt Gaetz was out there saying that if you support the red flag gun laws, you're a traitor to the Constitution. I want to share a little bit of history with you, and I've mentioned this before. Do you know why the gunfight at the OK Corral is so famous? Because it was rare. You know, contrary to the popular image of the Wild Wild West where everybody is shooting at everybody, the West was actually kind of peaceful. Why? Everybody carried a gun. And they weren't carrying the gun to use on each other. If your horse threw you and your foot got in the stirrup, you could be dragged to death. So you wore a gun on your hip, so if necessary, you'd shoot the horse. Save your own life. And that's why everybody had a gun. And because everybody had a gun, they were very polite. There was a lot less violence in the so-called Wild West than there was, for example, during the period of the gangs of New York, you know, and the draft riots that were going on there as well. And so that's why the gunfight at the OK Corral is so famous. And it's always taught from, or rather shown from the point of view of Wyatt Earp, who, after the gunfight, went to Hollywood and became a technical advisor to the early silent movie cowboy stars like Tom Mix. And that's why Hollywood's always shown his side of the story. Anyway, the Second Amendment basically lays it on out. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, Kyle Rittenhouse came on out with one tweet that really said it all. He said, "I am alive today because I was able to protect myself." And that's really what it's all about. Now, obviously, here in Indiana, we don't have to worry about that sort of thing too much, although up in Indianapolis, there was a woman who was tracking her husband with an AirTag, caught him with another woman. That didn't end too well here. Meanwhile, up in New York, Representative Chris Jacobs, a Republican, has announced that he is stepping down from the campaign because he voiced his support for an assault weapons ban, and that provoked a furious backlash, to where his voting consultant said, you just lost this one. Now, there was a video on social media, you know, the idea that assault is not a noun, it's a verb. And this guy is out there, and he says, "This is a rifle. It's not an assault rifle until I assault somebody with it." And then he said, "This is a golf club. But if I assault somebody with it, it's an assault golf club." And that's exactly it. The crime is not the weapon. It's what you do with it. Okay? And good thing here. Up in Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that he was going to be implementing gun control laws, freezing the import and sale of handguns. Needless to say, the gun stores are now empty. We'll be back after station identification.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle